This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Let the PR campaign begin.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us this Thursday morning. Later this morning, Goldman Sachs is going to announce its third quarter profits, and the news is expected to be very good. But record profits and bonuses at Goldman are laying the groundwork for political backlash. From Washington, here's Marketplace's Steve Henn.
This year, executives at Goldman Sachs expect to share a bonus pool of more than $20 billion. And that's a problem.
Goldman Sachs has the kind of problem that a lot of companies would want. It's making too much money.
Edward Haddis is an editor at the financial opinion site Breaking Views.
But on the other hand, it really is a serious problem because public relations in the finance business is, in some ways, the largest challenge for the successful firms.
And Goldman's bonuses have drawn the attention of a group of religious leaders and socially conscious foundations. They're calling on the investment bank to scale back its executive compensation. The critics include the Nathan Cummings Foundation and a group of nuns, the Benedictine Sisters of Mount Angel, Oregon. They argue Goldman's enormous pay packages create a ripple effect on Wall Street, exacerbate social inequality, and devour a large part of Goldman's earnings, which reduces investor returns. But Goldman's CEO, Lloyd Blankfein, has argued bonuses are essential to competing with hedge funds for top talent. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
There's a little stock buying going on today. European markets are about even right now. Shares in Frankfurt and Paris are up, barely. The FTSE's off a bit. Markets closed mostly up in Asia today. On Wall Street, that threshold has been broken. The Dow closed up about 144 points to close at 10,015. S&P and NASDAQ shares were higher by more than 1.5% yesterday. Later this morning, we're going to get the government's take on retail inflation, the Consumer Price Index report. And in some cases, retail prices have fallen a bit since last year. Gasoline, some grocery items. And that's mostly good news. Wages go a little further as prices fall, unless you happen to be a minimum wage worker in Colorado. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains.
We were a little surprised.
Colorado Labor Department spokesman Bill Thonis says having crunched the annual inflation numbers, his office has to do something no state has done ever, lower the minimum wage. For most workers, it'll fall 3 cents to $7.25 an hour.
Colorado voters amended the state constitution to tie the minimum wage to the consumer price index.
Nine other states also raise their wage when prices go up, but unlike Colorado, they leave it the same when prices go down, says Paul Sohn of the National Employment Law Project.
Taking a step backwards, even a few pennies, is the wrong direction.
Over a year, those pennies add up, says Bill Thonis.
$62.40 doesn't sound like too much. Those people on minimum wage, it makes a big difference in terms of what they can afford.
The change takes effect in January. Colorado officials are exploring whether they can bend the Constitution to spare their 50,000 poorest workers a pay cut. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
If imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, Kellogg's wants to make sure you know which cornflakes you're eating. In Britain, The Telegraph reports the cereal maker has plans to test putting brand imprints on each individual flake. The laser technology they have there uses a concentrated beam of light, which can focus on a very small flake. If the test is successful, Kellogg's plans to brand other flakes so there's no confusion over what the company calls fake flakes.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree.com. Tools and personalized advice to help control your financial destiny are at the all-new LendingTree.com. and by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. ProduceMoreConserveMore.com.
Computers have revolutionized how we do business, whether it be automated manufacturing, word processing, even simple things, email, voicemail. But for some floor traders in Chicago, computers have been nemesis to careers. A new documentary highlights this intersection of technology and tradition. James Allen Smith is the director of Floored, which is set to debut at the Austin, Texas Film Festival later this month. His film takes us on a journey that starts with the shouting floor trading mobs of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange.
30 on 2.
James Allen Smith, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Steve.
Why are these people screaming?
Well, these guys are screaming because they're trying to buy and sell. And they're actually buying for themselves. And when they're selling for themselves. So they're pretty anxious to do well.
And what are they doing? They're buying and selling what?
Pork bellies, milk, grains, oil. I mean, you name it. They actually trade the weather, believe it or not.
So obviously the documentary talks about how there are fewer and fewer traders in the pit. What's causing these people to vanish?
Technology, basically. Computers just do it faster.
There's this one scene in the documentary. It's this floor trader debating with a computer trader, and he says, I can't beat the computer. I want to hear a little bit of that.
I say the computer is the worst and the most evil thing of trading that I've ever seen.
I mean, that's an impassioned argument. I mean, the guy's saying this is my livelihood and this inanimate object made it go away.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the thing is, these guys have been doing something their whole life one way, and then someone comes in and says, no, you're not going to do it like this anymore. Here's a computer. You do it like this, and you do it quietly, and you sit, and you mind your manners, and you click buy when you want to buy, and you click sell when you want to sell. So, you know, they have a problem with that. These guys, like you said, they scream and they yell, and that's what they, you know, they look each other in the eye, and it's like a poker game. Now it's anonymous.
James, how have the people you interviewed for your documentary, how have they fared in the financial crisis?
You know, it was really tough. A couple of the guys had a really hard time, and they felt it. They really felt it, and you see that in the film. There's another couple of guys who did quite well. Again, you know, the market moves really quickly when it goes down, and they can take advantage of that by selling high and then buying it back low.
Well, James Allen Smith, director of Floored, we do appreciate you being with us this morning.
Thanks so much.
How has technology changed your world? Share your story with us at marketplace.org. From Los Angeles, this is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Steve Chiotakis.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.